In an emotional, teary, and challenging discussion, Rapid City-based Indigenous Advocacy Network Indian Collective hosted a press conference in response to the president's apology. However, the tone of that response was definitive.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work for me. It just won't.
That's the voice of 78-year-old Daryl Nohart, a survivor of the Indian boarding school system. It's a sentiment reflected throughout the press conference. Indian Collective CEO Nick Tilson says apologies without meaningful change mean little.
You have demands to the President of the United States and to the Department of Interior at this moment in history.
Those demands include an audit of still active schools that trace their roots to the boarding school era, the revocation of medals of honor for participants in the Wounded Knee Massacre, and executive clemency for Indigenous activist Leonard Peltier, a boarding school survivor often described as a political prisoner. He's serving a life sentence for the 1975 killings of two FBI agents. Boarding school survivor activist Amy Sazu with Remembering the Children says there is yet more work to do.
While this is an important and historic first step, it is just that. And I will anxiously await the next steps.
For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.